We are continuing today in Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, and the Mishnah says as follows. Chapter 2, 5th Mishnah. Hu Ayo Omer, he used to say, Ein Bor Yirei Chet. Literally, someone who's a bor. Now, we'll translate a bor as also like an ignoramus. But a bor, just like a bor is empty, a pit is empty. So a bor is a person who is empty of positive character traits. So a bor can not become Yirei Chet, fearful of sin. V'lo Ama Aretz Chasid. And ultimately, again, an uneducated person cannot become pious. V'la abayshan lamed, someone who is embarrassed cannot learn. V'la kaptan malamed, someone who is strict cannot teach. V'lo kalamare b'sforam machkin, not every person who spends a lot of time in business can become wise. U'bemakom she'en anoshim hishtadal lihiyos ish, and a place where there are no people, ultimately, again, try to be a man. So there's a lot to unpack in this Mishnah. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains wherein lies the fundamental difference between a boor and a ama aretz, because often they translate in the same way, uneducated or ignorant. And here the Bartanura says something really amazing. He says, the Bartanura says, Rabbeinu Yonah explains that a boor is someone, she'ein bo Torah, ein bo mitzvos, velo derech aretz. He has nothing. He doesn't have Torah, he doesn't have mitzvahs, and he doesn't have derech eretz. Doesn't even know how to conduct himself interpersonally. That stands in contradistinction to the ama aretz. The ama aretz ultimately may not have Torah, may not have mitzvahs, but the ama aretz knows how to interact with people. So if you have nothing, you won't even reach the level of yiras chet, of just fear of sin, which on the most basic level is just like the reflexive reaction to the fact that I'm not going to sin because I don't want to get punished. I don't want to get patched back, Kodesh Baruch Hu. But ultimately, again, the boor lacks all of this. The boor lacks all of this, and therefore, again, does not even come to the level of yiras chet. The ama aretz could come to the level of yiras chet. He can, because what's incredible is herein lies the power of midos. When you have good midos, when you have good interpersonal skills, you know how to interact with people, there is certain elements of spirituality which you can acquire. There are certain levels of growth which you can master. And that's why the boor, he can't come to anything. The ama aretz, okay, he's not going to be a chassid. He's not going to be a chassid. But despite the fact that he can't be a chassid, doesn't mean that he won't find the ability to accomplish other great things. An incredible idea. V'lo habayshan lamed, someone who's embarrassed can't learn. So this is important here. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains that normally, so being a baishan, being a shy person, which often is reflective of humility, is an incredibly wonderful trait. But not when it comes to learning. When it comes to learning, a person can't be shy. When it comes to learning, a person can't be embarrassed. When it comes to learning, a person has to be proactive. A person has to be willing to ask. A person has to be willing to challenge. A person has to be willing to understand. Because if you're too shy and you're too humble, then ultimately, again, a person is not able to learn. V'lo akapton malamid. On the other hand, it's interesting, if a person wants to teach Torah, so a person can't be too strict. Why? The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Ein tzarech larav shiya kapton lo kasam lo kozeruach ach rachav leiv umeshiv lecha adam kechol davar shishalu." A teacher has to be patient. A teacher has to be understanding, and a teacher has to be willing to answer every question that comes his way. Gam ki is kashu milahavin tshuvaso. Even if it takes time for people to understand his answers, at the end of the day, keep reviewing over and over and over. So really, four profound lessons. A boor, if you have nothing, even derech aretz, there's almost nothing you could accomplish in life. But if you're an ama aretz, even if you're ignorant, but at least, you have good midos, you have derech eretz, you have been adam lechaviro, you will be able to accomplish something. You should be humble in all areas of life, but not when it comes to learning. When it comes to learning, be aggressive. When it comes to learning, push back. When it comes to learning, try to understand, question. Don't just accept, but try to plumb to the depths in order to be able to gain a true understanding. And if you are in the position of a teacher, understand that patience is not a virtue, but patience is a necessity. Be willing to explain the material. Be willing to listen and ask and answer the questions, even if they're not the best ones. Take your time with your students, and in that way, ensure that they will soar to great heights. We'll stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone.